know what? You know what, little fella? When you grow up, you're gonna be wrong.
Listening to Halloween Radio Redux. We'll be with you shortly.
House of the Dead. House of the Dead. House of the Dead. House of the Dead. sight. Mutual sound. Mutual struggle. For shared ground. I'm just another one for them to break down. Steeped in denial of the daily grind. Dream of a world for me and my kind. So stick your standards where the sun doesn't shine.
Say brains. Nah. What do we want? Brains. When do we want it? Brains. You're listening to a special Halloweeny episode of Radio Redux. So called because it's Halloween and the episode of Radio Redux. And stuff. Makes sense to us over here. And it happens to be the 31st show of the series on the 31st of October. Isn't that, like, spooky? Bring back Zombie Day. That's what I say we should do. No, I did have a fun day to figure out what you said. You were listening to... first of all, we had Rapid Fire Funk with the album mix of The House of the Dead from House of the Dead Overkill. And then we had a Cell Dweller with Owner of the World, which is from Blake Draco.
Arcade Rising 2 from the Chef Battle.
There we go. So all you people going, what's this got to do with Halloween? Ah, you see, we know. We get this, you see. We've got some, it's the rough instrumental version actually, but... Zombie Shuffle from House of Overkill in the background as well, so it's like spooky. Music we've probably never heard. But yeah, this is Halloween. We'll probably be, well, Echo's been assigned to fend off some trick or treaters. We've already had a couple of visitations, but we don't have any candy. I'm terribly sorry about that. We don't have any candy for you either. No candies. We got fruit. Got fruit and some bread and some cheese. Yeah, what are you gonna do? But say hello to everyone who's in the chat room. Tall zombie guy 91 says, put up a sign telling them to sod off. Well, no, Echo told them we didn't have any, put up a sign saying we don't have any candy, which is pretty much the same thing. She's nice. She's nice, which is why they were saying earlier that if they knock again after the sign, she's going to chase them up the street or something. With her American hands. Her American accent with the emphasis on axe. Incidentally, Echo, because there was this message from Shadow of a Doubt in Radio Sega saying, for all the Americans in the chat room, which in brackets is Echo Hawk, which is wrong anyway because you're not in the chat room, look for me in the row behind George Bush if he's there on TV during the World Series game. Yeah. It's not worrying. Well, it doesn't matter. If it's George Bush Senior, then no one's going to really care. And again, if it's George W. Bush, no one's going to care either. But it's George Bush. Are you going there? I suspect the Shadow of a Doubt is going there with a massive bag full of shoes. One of these must hit. Ah. Incidentally, if they get a home run and it hits Bush in the head, do they get, like, the freedom of the world or something? I just wonder. You can get freedom of the city. That was so awesome, you get the freedom of the world. Except Nebraska. Anyway, we do have... Johnny says American football doesn't exist. I'll take shots. It's just oversized men hugging. Oh dear. It's time to go do the chat room rundown. We'll do Radio Sega first. We have Tricky Mellotron game. Tails Doll, SJ, Shadow of a Doubt, who is a plant, apparently. Riono Calavera. Rad, M Tails, who's playing Sonic 4, I think. Miles Prow, Midnight, Maxi, Joe for Dead. Gerbil Bay, Empires, Aini Governato, Dread XT Bird Forever. Cover the best, Blitz Chris, AAU Brains, Unskull Spondy, Resident SD, Count Duckula. Does Count Duckula know that there's a Count Duckula Stadium? Trigon, Gavi. We have Zombie Vija in the Sonic Stadium chat, along with Voice, Earthy, Undertaker Shaddix. Turbo, Trigon, Tricky, Mudron again, Game, Tall Zombie Guy 91, T-Bird, Super Guzzi, Steve, Spin, Sonic AD, Shadza in a cheap Halloween costume, Shadow Fox 04, Resident SD, Reeby the Fox, P.L. Smith, Revolution of PNU, Mars Proud, Johnny who's in pyjamas, guest 33735, which I hope you probably don't know. 33735 is the most haunted number in the world. Gabby, Foxboy, who is away. Foxboy is also a laptop. So I'm not sure if that's Foxboy on a laptop or that's Foxboy's actual laptop that's game sentient. Farmer Alchemist. Taylor, Soldier Spy, Falco, Arch, Empires, Aniga Venata, Dreadix Team Bird Forever, Dark Overlord, without the L again, Dark Overlord, Cobra the Best, Alex Tubeta, Unscore Spondy, MK Blitzkrieg Biafra, and Chanbot, who is dressed as a sexy witch. Is that Quickfoot? Oh no, where is Quickfoot? We were discussing this the other day, that one time I gave Fastly the nickname Quickfoot. We can't for life remember what it was. old Quickfoot. He's not there. He's not there. No one knows. No one may know his comings and goings.
He just started.
It has indeed started. And then Sonic Stadium goes into a mass array of spammings. Shoulders and poisonings from our guys. There's lots of Can You Feel in the Sunshines and whatever the hell's going on. But yeah, it's Halloween. I don't know, has anything interesting happened to you guys today? Anything, you know, interesting? No, nothing in the news, nothing happened there. No, nothing of interest in there. Anyway, we'll move on. I personally can't think of anything, so. What? Sorry, Echo's just woken up. What? Wrong? They've already had wrong. T-Bird says again, nothing's happened to you since AEK became off Fuhrer. Oh, there'll be a downfall video at some point, won't there? And, Hitler here, AEK has taken over as the Fuhrer. Oh dear, crazy, crazy people. No, there's... Yeah. I think the problem was last week of us talking about the master race of spiders, and it's all sort of moved on.
Are you controlling a master race of spiders?
Am I controlling a master race of spiders? No. A master race of Sonic fans. It's all crazy. What are you whistling for, woman? You don't know. Well, please stop.
Ghost dog.
She's whistling for a ghost dog. Your dead dog. Not Shammy, is it? Not Shammy. I've been looking for Shammy since like episode 1 and series 1, and I've still not found him. Random old characters that no one remembers anymore. Randomly looks past. Have you seen my dog Shammy, Mr. Draco, sir?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
What film?
What are you talking about? What?
You're really dead,
apparently. I'm dead. What? I'm dead before dawn.
No.
I'm dead before dawn. Etc. Sound like Jet. Jet the Hawk, the star in the remake of Evil Dead. Loses my hand. My wing's been replaced by a chainsaw. Balance while flight is now somewhat difficult. I always seem to have this buzzing in my ear as well now. But yes, it's Halloween. I'm still in Jet. Well, it's Halloween still. Stop being Jet. It's all your fault.
How is it my fault?
It's always your fault.
I thought it was.
You'll just get him in the eye again. Echo has an unfortunate knack of whacking poor Blake in the eye. These safety goggles. Warning. 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 Echo in attendance.
I need one of those welder's helmets. Noises.
Whilst in the Echo operating zone, please wear all the necessary safety safety equipment, like goggles and a hat. Eight layers of protective clothing and gloves.
And still creeping.
And some creep. In fact, just wrap yourself up in asbestos. You might as well. take the small health hit in the long term as opposed to the massive health hit in the short term. That's what we suggest over here. But yes, how's your Halloween going, Kiddywinks? Of the IRC? He confirms as Jet's new voice actor. No, he's not! Jet's new voice actor. I've no idea who Jet's new voice actor is.
We'll find out.
I will probably guarantee you he sounds nothing like this. I don't think he does. He's not a vampire on helium.
Tonight I'm going to suck your blood!
God. Storms Van Helsing.
You may win this round, Van Helsing.
Huh?
I'm going to bite your neck.
Bite?
Oh, actually, yeah, Waver's Elvira. That makes sense. I'm just like, I'm gonna suck your rocket blood. No. Yeah. Like, do you know my mouth is full of
spikes?
Do you know my mouth is full of spikes?
Oh.
Oh, it's in the more recent one, shows off.
She hasn't thought of that.
I haven't
watched them all. Why did Van Helsing sound like Big the Cat that AUK's his empires? Well, that's because Storm sounds like Big the Cat. Funny enough, he looks like Big the Cat. Playing off, he was designed off the back of Big the Cat, so there we go. Just like, make Big the Cat a bird.
Hey, come back here.
You like Storm. He's alright.
Alright.
Buggy! Zombie!
Is this some sort of new, you know, disco dance? It's like big square and square cardboard box. Maim the fish, maim the frog. Maim fish, maim frog, sorry. It's just a symbol.
I gotta get this back to the boss.
He can fly.
He can stand.
If he crows, he's Peter Pan at this rate. Oh god, Storm was Peter Pan. Why does Storm have the ball the same size as everybody else when he's clearly like twice as big? But you can't manipulate gravity anymore. Actually, that's one of the things that people put in Free Riders. There was some, there's a load of people going, you know, why can't you do the gravity moves anymore? Well, because you surrendered the gravity moves, because the gravity situation no longer exists. Doesn't exist anymore, so no, you can't. You haven't got the equipment anymore, so you can't do the gravity moves. And yet, for some reason, people still wonder why exactly? Knuckles breaks everything. Is a clumsy git. Knuckles. I don't like Knuckles, essentially.
Why is your
because not all echidnas are Knuckles, and Knuckles is not all echidnas.
But
My character's also an echidna because at the time everyone was being a goddamn hedgehog, so I was like, screw that, I'm gonna be an echidna. And echidnas are freaking cooler. They have spikes on their knuckles. No, Knuckles is called Knuckle. No, Knuckles is called Knuckles after his clan name. His clan name is Knuckles.
Who the hell invented a clan named Knuckles?
He was named in honor of his clan. The Knuckles clan. Go back and play Sonic Adventure. No. That's a Carl incident. I know you both got drunk. There was some light petting. It made sense. There's an entire population of echidnas. Echidnas everywhere. I feel like arm bars. Echidnas everywhere.
Sweet.
Instead they go out and buy Vanquish, bloody awesome. It is if you blast through. I mean, one of the things that people don't sort of ignore really is that if you die, then you get reset to the beginning, and the time on the clock is the total time you sort of spent alive. It's the mission time. So if you die, the clock gets reset as well. So people are saying, you know, oh, I've only did it in like, you know, 5 hours. Well, if you take into consideration all the blooming time that you failed the mission, you've gone back and you died and reset, you've got, you know, probably a lot more, a fair big, you know, chunk of time in it extra to that. But seriously, buy Vanquish. It's an awesome, awesome game. It is very, very pretty. But we've been going through. It should make sense that Vanquish is better visually than Bayonetta. Yeah.
Only just that much more.
But I mean, one of the other things we've been doing at the moment is going through. What was it? Assassin's Creed 2.
Yes.
Finally playing some Assassin's Creed. It's.
Are you laughing then?
Yeah, that's because you have 1,000 in it, haven't you?
Yep. And then you. Shut up! I'm very nervous as an assassin.
You're the nervous assassin.
Assassin,
so yeah, you're Echo is the nervous assassin, and I'm just the if you get in my way, it's just set, blood will cope. Anything that gets in my way, especially if it has a loot, it will die. Seriously, if I get another minstrel coming up to me, they will just be like dangling off of every rooftop in the town. Minstrels. Well, there we go. Me and Yahtzee are on the same page here. Figure. Why do you? Look at me and Yahtzee have massive differences somehow.
Well, sometimes you agree, sometimes you don't. So I mean, it's just one of those.
But like everyone else in the world, if everyone agreed with me 100% of the time.
Nobody agrees with you.
I think you're overestimating a half. But yeah. If this AUK has Athlete Kings, why do I not have the soundtrack for this? It's the Club Saturn album, dude. The Club Saturn album. Go nab it off Rex. Probably there. But yeah, we're doing that. A vast array of things. Killing people, assassinating things. Things with pulses that then have no pulse.
In quick succession,
yeah. Mass slaughter. Yeah, the main difficulty I'm having with the game at the moment is the game, which is somewhat problem.
You were assassinating someone and then you kind of went forward off a ledge and then, you know, dropped.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't press it. It was just like.
like, yes, I've succeeded in killing them. Like, hurrah. My guy goes, yes! Rah! I go to like take a step forward in celebration, straight off.
That's why we just jump backwards.
Assassin's Derp 2. Ridiculous.
Get set. I don't know, I remember at some point you just getting into that fed up rage that you tend to do with
various
games.
That's because I was just like, I was trying to climb a tower. Okay, I was trying to climb a tower. And every single time it was just like, okay, I'm going to move it to the side, and then all of a sudden it's just like, ah, you want me to jump backwards off the tower? No! No! And then it's just like,
this is where I kind of come in and just take over platforming bits.
I just threw it at him as well. You sort this now.
Done.
Done. Awesome. I love, it's ridiculous. I'm going to edge around the corner of the tower, rather on the flat platform. It's like, you want me to take a running jump? No! Why would I want you to take a running jump at this point in time? Ah, you want me to kick jump off the... No! Look, just stay still! Stay still and walk around. I don't understand this whole walk... You want me to nosedive off the... No! Just stay where you are, you stupid, stupid assassin. Are you sure? Because like a hot dog stand down there, I could go and get you. It's like, no! No! No.
Uh-oh.
Just no. Stay still. Okay. Whee!
Also, you're selecting weapons. So.
That's not my selecting weapons. It's like, I need to go up because I want my spikes. So you press up and it goes, you want medicine, which is left. Like, no, I want to use my nice little assassin-y spike things. Are you sure? Because you got some health that needs replenishing. I could just top it up. No, just need spikes. Spikes, deaths, assassinations. That's awesome. Thank you very much indeed.
But there's also one with like a skull next to it.
That's the point.
He's already gonna be dead, so why do you need a point?
Yeah, but you can wound them basically, and then they go crazy. If I get that right.
It's a psychogenic.
Yeah,
accidentally
guffled. Then they might go and start spinning up people. Nice. But yeah, I've been playing that, but it goes bouncy up and down to endless possibility.
How is that?
Not necessarily, it's going to take a little bit of time. Oh well. What you gonna do? That's a good question. Let's have a music break.
Meow.
Yes, music break.
Yeah.
What, who is that you're doing? What's Mickey Mouse doing here? And Blake's getting attacked by Echo. Bite! Now, I like Echo Hawk, and I also like Blake Draco. But which is best? There's only one way to find out. Tell them. So she slaps him in the face. What is up with you, woman? Your hands in. Hands
in. Oh, do I need to get
to the
little
boy?
Oh,
God. Before it turned into some sort of riot over here, there was a Nox, I think, remix of. Settle down, you two. Settle down. There's a Nops remix of Zombies Ate My Neighbours, which is Panic of the Undead, which we're going to have next. Will you two put
Rocket
in it? A
Rocket
in it. Nothing will defeat Drill.
Wrong!
Is that you expected that? Yeah. Well, that's
you know, your issue.
Anyway, we're gonna have the Nops Zombies Ate My Neighbors up next. And then after that, we'll have other things. Possibly involving rockets. Makes sense. Spear! No. So we go, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Panic of the Undead, which is an OCR remix by Nops. And then after that, we're going to have Pumpkin Hill, because if we don't have Pumpkin Hill, there's something wrong with a Halloween show. Ghost Pumpkin Soup, Pumpkin Hill is going to follow that. Nom 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 nom. And then after that, we might have some metal. Left 4 Dead style. We'll see you in a bit.
Thank you.
sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost try to approach me, he got leery.
For once, Auto DJ with a real good punchline on that, actually. The most terrifying thing you can see is Super Sweet Dance Attack. Quite interesting though, because over in the Radio Sega chat there's a big long discussion about the Sonic Colors cutscene. Oh, did you know, by the way, that Sonic Stadium, Sonic Retro and Sonic Rex had like a joint world exclusive, which was the Sonic Colors cutscene, where you actually heard Roger Craig Smith and Kate Higgins talk of Sonic and Tails for the very first time properly, and you didn't have to rip an episode of Radio Redux to do it. Yeah, if you've got questions, by the way, guys, please PM them to me. Don't put them in the general chat.
They will get lost
in a vast array of hoorays and rave parties and, that fourth wall. Ooh, I'm not so sure about Sonic voice. And, ooh, Tails is awesome. It's gonna be lost in that, in the sort of vagary world.
Lost to the void.
The void beyond the fourth wall.
Yep.
Fourth whale, is the fourth whale a fail whale? Or is that the fifth whale? Makes sense. Makes sense in our world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little stuff. But yeah, we're getting the questions in. According to Mr. Draco.
Yes, there is a couple.
There is some in. Just quickly refresh on Rex if there's anything going on. Anything crazy? Probably not. Facebook or interview?
No.
Silly post.
No, I didn't.
Oh, nice. It's always nice when there's lots of people visiting something great. Which is most of the time, actually. But there we go. Let's see, it's in the board.
Not the board.
The board. No, William Shakespeare has given some questions. I'll have you know. Let's get spooky questions. Questions and answers, answers and questions, Q&A, UK, etc. Hey, UK, I don't know. Well, one of the two. How about that? One of the two.
A.
It says the Fonz. A, you Fonz. A. A. It's a me, Mario. That was quite funny that there's a character called Mario in Assassin's Creed 2 who actually goes, "It's a me, Mario." Yeah, that's quite funny actually, yeah. It's a me, Mario! Actually, I'm surprised no one's realised that yet. You're the first person to actually realise that.
The first person
to realise that there is a character who goes, "It's a me, Mario," to a character who's then the voice of Sonic. I think Shane says, "I can do Mario voice." You can do Mario voice, it's very good. Surprisingly a bit like Chawa.
Chawa!
Hello everyone! Chawa is back! As is Windows. Windows must speak.
He's sworn
a code of silence.
To the
monk. Rumor has it he once told a news site information and had his tongue cut out. But luckily the BBC has, you know, good health benefits. It's a wash of flashing red in the IRC. So that can only mean that we've got lots of questions, but we indeed. But we'll do these ones first. It's like, oh my god, there's like a post. There's like a post. Taliku says, "Listen, do you smell that?" It looks like something. Looks like a bat with wings.
Is it a bat that helps?
Looks like a bat with wings and boobs.
Oh, wait, that's... parents are dead.
My parents. Yeah. Again, unsuitable jobs for Batman. It's like play school television presenter. Now let's look through the square window. Square window. What will you see? Let's look out. What will you be? My parents are dead. So could yours be. It could be all those things. Counselor, so you've had some trouble recently. And you suffered a loss. Well, my parents! what are you going to do, eh?
Not much.
No, probably not. I think Venato has Vija's port, so he says everyone wants the highest number of people to show up in the SSR chat room. Hundreds! Hundreds and thousands. In fact, most of the civilized world was once in the chat room. But then there was like a chat split, and then, you know, it all failed. Union Hex posted lol what, which kind of ruined everything. Okay, if you could have the Halloween show on location like you did in Ravenholm, where would it be? That's a good question. That is a good question. Where could we have?
We could have it. The London Dungeon.
No, I thought it was video game themed. So, well, we could have it Pumpkin Hill or Hang Castle. Haunted Mansion, whatever it is. Main Castle, that's a good piece of music. Let's have that in the background. There we go. Video game character graphic. we can have it on. Was it the wood in Mortal Kombat 2?
Yeah, the graveyard.
Have it there. Maybe the old person dangling from a tree. No, we can. No.
Trying to escape. I don't know.
It's good, we just randomly have, as we come up to the end, like a 5 minute warning, we'll be just Shao Kahn going, FINISH HIM!
Flawless radio show.
No chance of that ever happening, is there really? Yeah. Oh dear, no. Absolutely not. But yeah, I don't know, something like there, or Pumpkin Hill, or...
I'm trying to think of
other haunted places.
Places.
Mercy Hospital.
Yeah.
Hey, Mercy Hospital, that'd be good. We've now interviewed this witch.
He keeps crying.
We found this sort of lost old man. What are you doing? Zoe! What are you doing? Lock the door. Sorry, just if you keep going as Bill long enough, Jay just cracks up. So well, in fact, it used to be the fact that all I had to do was just go Zoe, and he just go. It doesn't work, no. But he has to catch it now.
What?
What if Arnold Schwarzenegger? What if Arnold Schwarzenegger? Zoe! That's not a particularly. What if Arnold Schwarzenegger took some pills? Oh, wait! Take a shot, honey. Thank you very much. There is a tank!
Mr. Tank, who is on top?
Get in the chopper! Did that work? Seriously, can we have, dear Valve, can we please have, you know, a character called Arnie, who like sounds exactly like Arnold Schwarzenegger, please? A decent impression, not like this, which sucks. The shotgun, it does nothing. Pills here.
Many kids.
Yes. I'll be back with the medikit.
Come on, do it, revive me, come on.
Do it, revive me, do it now! Yeah, I might start like an official petition to get a character called Arnie. Left for dead. Give you a replacement for Bill.
Yeah.
Zoe, what do you think of my bulging bicep? Ah, there's a spitter! I see the smoker. I also smoke this marvelous cigar. Yes. If I only had my hammer, this zombie infestation would be extinct within a minute. Charger. I do not care. Charge me, I have lots of money. Give them air. Give them bullets to the brain. Makes sense. What can you do? What can you do? Yeah, Bill. Shadow of a Doubt wants it, that's good. Arnie is heavy. Arnie is the heavy? I don't know.
Stuff.
Are you watching Casper?
Yes.
Hmm. Actually, that is the piece of music that we could have. No, not the mummy.
Casper theme.
I do actually have the soundtrack, but somewhere.
Soundtrack.
I have soundtracks to many things. Who's your soundtrack and what does he do? That's what he does. We will have Casper theme at the end of the show. Well, Clyde's mix, we'll have that as well. There's so many things we could have.
It's starting to branch out, if you...
Mm-hmm. Zoe! There was a werehog jamboree.
It was only one guy.
It was one guy.
Just jamming out.
Looking
the
quite silly.
He's like, what?
He had long arms and nobody cared because they said he was slow. Oh, shit.
Everybody whines about that. I never.
Everybody whines.
I just got.
But everybody whines, but they just forgot to press right trigger. That's my.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Press right trigger. He runs. He runs fast.
He's like a beast.
He's a beast. That's the idea. You're the beast. 666 number of the...
Not that.
Becca.
Beast.
Yeah. 666 number of the beast. Questions. There were some more questions. Yeah, there were some more questions. Are you right?
You mentioned grabbing the back of my neck.
Echo. Draco?
Echo Draco, when was this happening?
This you bigamist!
What?
Ram's gonna kill you. No. Would you agree with where AUK chose?
We chose multiple places, so yeah. I don't think.
Yes. What is the one thing in Disney animation that gave you the chills? Actually, I like this question already. Also. So, what's the one thing in a Disney film, basically, that freaked you the hell out of it? Sad.
Probably the Fantasia was one of the more bizarre ones to me.
Or the Mountain King.
Definitely, it was pretty dark for considering. I mean, nowadays, it's almost like, because you've got things ranging from Pirates of the Caribbean, they're definitely starting to get almost on a more mature path.
Well, they did this in the, they did all the sort of family films in like the 70s.
Yeah, and it was like really
Swiss Family
light-hearted
Robinson and things like that, and you know, Blackbeard's Ghost, and I think Crocky remembers that. And all the hey, my talking cat, this,
yeah,
and Love Bug, and all sorts of from all the Herbie
ones.
Yeah,
but the minute Fantasia came out, it just had a very kind of freaky.
So that time. One.
Yeah, that'd be mine, probably. From my childhood, I mean, you gotta think when you were still a pup and you were watching these things, just because. The Disney film, so it can't be bad, in theory. Mm. It's slowly becoming less and less the case since they're starting to swear in Disney films, but, you know, that's the point, I guess.
Blake? Was there anything?
I also can't remember much.
There's one thing that... I suppose Mufasa dying is pretty freaking...
Who?
Traumatic. Mufasa.
Well, that's pretty dark, yeah.
That's pretty dark. It's like, hey, you get to see your father die in front of you, and you then find out that your uncle did it. And you actually get
well,
to...
Well, you've been blaming yourself
to,
for
you
years.
It's pretty graphic in the sense that you sort of see it up to the point of death.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you see the immediate aftermath of death with the son, you know, in Simba going...
Trying to get
his dad to get up. And his dad is dead. And you...
Wow.
I think the thing that they were probably expecting us to say was probably Bambi. That's actually unique, actually, because it's like 30 seconds of complete silence.
It is!
It changes to a very nice, happy thing with flowers afterwards.
It's like... kind of strange in that one, but you don't see it happen, and it's just very much implied.
Yeah, that's implied, which is more psychological and probably has a bit more, you know...
Traumatic. For the younger, yeah.
I mean, I remember being...
remember what age I must have been when Lion King came out. It was a bit...
I didn't...
10-ish.
Yeah.
Was it 92, Lion King?
Ages ago. Yeah.
9, 10?
I was about that time. Back then, jeez, I was only a couple of years old.
Oh no, it was 94 Lion King was. It's nice. I think 92 was Aladdin. I think.
Aladdin was somewhat more mature.
94, there we go, corrected myself. There. Yeah, 90. It went Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King.
Beauty and the Beast was a
But I mean, a hell of a lot of. Black Cauldrons, obviously.
Yeah,
that's one that people forget.
Mm-hmm.
Black Cauldron.
I've actually not seen that.
You've not seen Black Cauldron? Oh,
I've
we got,
not seen it in ages, so.
We should probably sort that out.
You know, we say that about a lot of things. Yeah, but he has it, you have
if
it.
If you put your video file on share, I'll just watch all the things.
Most of it.
Yeah, 1985, Black Cauldron.
Yeah, he's.
We'll watch that later.
Put your video thing on
share. No. It is on share.
He never watches anything, he'll listen to it though. Yeah.
We'll watch it later. We want to see it. Watch it later. I've not seen it in ages either. No, shut up.
His eyes are green!
His eye. What?
Oh no.
Whose eyes are green?
Some guy.
Some guy somewhere says his eyes are green. Oh no.
It's Sonic.
It gives you the chills. I mean, there's a couple of bits, and I can't remember what. And there's a Bruce.
If you're supposed to accelerate your
There's another bit in. There's another bit actually in Mulan.
Which bit?
There's early on the guy, the Hun, whose name I can't remember. I think it's the Huns.
Yeah, it's the Huns, but I don't remember.
I can't remember the leader's name. Where his eagle brings back this kid's doll, this very small child's doll.
Yes.
And he says at the time, you know, perhaps we should reunite. This child, the child with her lost doll.
Yeah.
And then you go on and basically find out later on that. What have we got going on?
Did you?
No, it's Pirates the Caribbean. Shut
is
up!
Is it?
Just going through, he's a pirate all the time. What the hell?
I don't even know what that is.
It's just going through the previous. What the hell is he doing?
It's just going through the previous thing. Audio DJ fail.
That's just silly.
Find something.
Stop it, and stop it again. Hang on, where's the?
Then just go put that on, yeah.
Multiple times.
We'll just have that in the background for the whole thing. There we go. That covers.
Meteor falls is fine.
But this bit in Mulan where, so the guys, the eagles brought back the doll, so the Hun knows. Oh, there's a civilization over there, so we can go and sort it out. And then you find out that, oh, then Mulan and the army group that she's attached to, it comes over the hill. It's one of the things. They're in the middle. They're practically in the middle of a song. It's like we're marching off to battle. Rah, 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 rah. What is it? Oh, it's a girl worth fighting for.
Yes.
And it's they're actually. Girl, we're fighting, and they get to they're literally mid song, and they get over the hill, and then they just find this desolation, of where this village was, which is just in cinders, and everyone's been basically slaughtered, and they never show any of the bodies or anything. They just go.
Well, they do sort of, I think.
They do, because then the rotund friend of Mulan goes, you know. Or someone goes, you know, you need to see this, and they go look further over the crystal, and they see the Japanese army.
Yeah, and pretty much
with Shang's father, and Shang's father's been killed, and they just show the helmet.
Right.
But so that part of the army is completely wiped out by the Huns.
Which means.
But
kind of,
I mean, but it goes back to the doll, because Mulan finds the doll.
Right.
And it's just been discarded, and it looks all sort of crumpled and, badly sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the information that everyone's been sorted, including that small girl.
Yeah.
So he
the Hun guy did his, he fulfilled his word and he reunited the girl with the doll and also presumably with his sword and killed her.
Well, they got it.
So, that's, yeah, that's pretty damn dark for Disney.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
So, yeah, what is essentially one of the most cheeriest songs in the film and then just completely juxtapose it with
this
mass absolute genocide.
You don't actually get that much in films where they actually cut from something particularly exceptionally cheery, especially when it's typically, you know, been a light-hearted.
There's one other instance in Disney where they do it.
What?
There's one other instance in Disney where they do it. It's in Hunchback of Notre Dame. Because there's actually like a two-handed song. There's two songs into each other. And one of them's Quasimodo, I think, Heaven's Light. And then it goes on into the most adult song in Disney history, which is Hellfire. And you've got the... I can't remember his name.
What?
Tholo. Is it Tholo?
Not Tholo.
Minister Tholo? But he's played by Tony Jay, who voiced Megabyte in Reboot. And there's that fantastic, you know,
deep
bass, bass baritone. He was also actually, he played Lex Luthor's assistant in the new Avengers Superman, or Lois and Clark, depending on where you live.
Bad
voice, Hellfire is this, I mean, really dark song, especially if you, it doesn't even bother to, you know, go, hey, read between lines. It's very blatant about it. With this character in the Disney film going on about how he's suffering from lust. And he's sexually confused, and how he wants, you know, he wants to take the gypsy girl Esmeralda, basically, and shag her. But he can't because his religion is all, he's admitting that he's driven to madness. He's being driven to madness, and that maybe the only way of, you know, sorting this out is to actually kill her.
Or to convert her.
Could kill her or convert her, forcibly convert her, or forcibly take her. Do something, but basically he's going on about how he's just surrounded by lust and wants and
issues
of wanting to kill her and deal with her in all the base ways, basically, which is against his religion. It's an incredibly dark song.
Yeah.
And for Disney as well. But the fact is that it's presenting this two-handed with this very nice light song that begins with Quasimodo going, you know, I never thought that I would be happy, and light of heaven was never meant for me, and all this stuff and about hope and hopelessness and all these other things. Yeah. That was a tangent.
Quite a nice discussion.
That was actually a nice discussion.
I have no idea.
Welcome to the Disney Family Hour. It's Frollo. Thank you, says Ruben Fox. It is Frollo.
I have no
idea. But yeah, sorry.
Talking about the captain.
Zoe! Simba! Quasi! All those things and more. Oh, I got Hellfire. No, I don't.
It's Soul Calibur 2.
Soul Calibur Hellfire I have.
That's
annoying.
The Notre Dame one, maybe it's called something else.
No, it's called Hellfire.
Are you sure?
Positive. I've got it on the iPod. This is
why
I don't get
it on your iPod, not on here.
I don't know. I must have downloaded it at work. Whoops. Hunchback.
Sometimes iTunes has
Notre
the thing of
Dame Hellfire.
Why are you doing that?
Okay, free. I don't know either half the time,
about.
Mate.
You enjoy freaking people.
I was here. Heaven's Light was the other one that went with it. And I'll try to find an MP3 of it. If someone's got an MP3 of it that can link to somewhere that's got a downloadable MP3, I want to play this now.
But unfortunately, you're sitting at the computer.
I want to play this now, so. I'm gonna try and find this. There was some thing somewhere.
There's more questions.
There's more questions. There's more questions.
There's more questions, and your mouse is acting up.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Right. T.A. Black says, hope you guys are prepared. It's time for another Borrowed from Dragon's Den round of... When is Dragon's Den coming back? Never, says the voice from the kitchen.
Damn you, kitchen ghost.
Damn you, kitchen ghost. Was that the thing that made go bump in the light last night?
I don't know.
Blake's getting disturbed by ghosts again. Apparently he's... What happened? Your
TV was blinking. The PC turned itself back on. And there was like a bang. And that was when I just went, yeah, I'm out of this.
Comes into our room, goes, guys.
It's another mouse.
No way. TA's slightly Halloween themed Trial of 10. I think I should have some sort of sound effect for that. I'm not sure what.
No, you shouldn't. Yeah, have one.
It's the Trial of 10. Oh. There you go. Everyone's happy. Question 1, toffee apples or pumpkin pie?
Toffee apples, I think.
I don't think I've ever really had pumpkin pie.
I mean,
Echo!
I have not had pumpkin pie.
Oh, God's sake. Honestly.
She's busy getting
all the manners, all the manners of a digger.
A builder.
Toffee apples or pumpkin pie, dearest? No, that wasn't one of the answers. Toffee apples or pumpkin pie?
Oh, toffee apples. I do love me some pumpkin pie, but nothing comes above my toffee. Particularly if you do nuts. Nuts and caramel.
In the grand old debate of pirates versus ninjas, why are medieval knights never considered? Because you're specifying a specific time frame then for them to exist.
What, and pirates nor ninjas were a specific time frame? Hello?
Not really, no.
Yes, they were.
A lot longer than the very specific, oh yes, the medieval period.
Like, pirates were typically during, I mean, if you want to go for Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like that, obviously that was while the world was still being explored and there were uncharted territories. And ninjas was up until the time of the Shogun's downfall, so... Even though that's probably the longest time period, it's still specifying time periods. That's not justification
but
for
medieval is long before. Medieval is long before...
There were four
pirates,
but ninjas are way before any.
800s? Would you say? 900s?
What?
1000?
I don't know when the medieval era was. I forget.
I forget as well, but you talk from pirates, you're talking around...
If you want to talk timelines, then that doesn't justify it either. You've got ninjas, knights,
pirates,
and pirates.
You're looking at around 1380 to mid-1400s, maybe?
I think it's not included because of the fact that there's no sort of dark knight, as it were. Because you can have both good ninjas and evil ninjas. You can have good pirates and you can have...
Well, if you've got a dark knight in there, you've got Batman.
Nobody cares.
Yes, they do.
Batman.
Pirates versus ninjas versus Batman. Batman wins. But his parents are dead.
Nobody cares except Batman.
Nobody cares about Batman. Trick or treat?
I don't know.
I will eat you. Are you offering? Is my answer. What are you going to say?
Tricky treat.
Tricky treat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bobbing
for hair.
Bobbing for pears.
Oh yeah, you drown. what would you get dressed up as if you were invited to a Halloween party? Scary theme would not apply.
Nick from Left Picture. That's just cheating though.
I don't know. Echo would dress up as the werehog probably.
You know she would.
Echo. Yes, meow indeed. Who would you dress up as for a Halloween party?
Oh!
Werehog, there we go. See, I win.
Would you dress up as Bill?
I dress up as Bill. I might dress up as Bill, actually. That'd be awesome. Zoe! I'll dress up as Jet, dressed up as Bill.
Oh.
Actually, can you imagine that? Jet dressed up as Bill. That's actually, I can imagine that very well, oddly enough.
Zoe! Bill's here. Here they come.
What TV show are you currently enjoying / watching at the moment? What TV are you watching at all? You're watching the Cube. Echo's watching the Cube. You're watching the Cube.
Anything that she's got.
Dave. I'm watching Deadliest Catch season 6.
English.
I've watched some of it, and I'm watching all of it, and the rest of it in Japan. Oh, because I'm off to Japan next week. Like tomorrow. I'm off to Japan in about 12 hours or so. I'm off on the trip to Heathrow and go to Japan.
It'll be such fun.
You two are going to kill each other, I know.
Probably.
I'm just going to come back and find that the blue walls are now red. Jason had an accident.
Earthbot's coming here first.
Oh dear.
In the Malay one.
I'm going to find sort of like this voodoo doll of Earth Art at some point. I made a plush. All I heard was this really weird noise, and it was ice cubes and a glass with an echo. But quite, it's the chains of the dead. Wow. We've heard information of the most epic crossover of Professor Layton and Ace Attorney.
What?
How have you missed this? Professor Layton and Ace Attorney are doing a crossover game.
Never heard of
it. Wow. What crossover would you like to see?
We were talking about Left 4 Dead and Dead Rising.
Left 4 Dead Rising.
They were trying to one-up each other, basically.
They don't one-up each other so much, then why not just, you know, go the whole hog and you could probably merge the two universes quite easily, actually. Say Dead Rising is a situation before Left 4 Dead. Yeah, Left 4 Dead Rising is what we're saying on that. What's the scariest game you've ever played and why? Resident Evil for you?
It was Resident Evil 3, and I was watching it, and I absolutely went hysterical watching it. And I do mean that in a very twisted, bizarre sense, if that makes any sense. I mean, I just really, really mentally screwed me. If you saw me, I don't think you'd recognize me. Because it was just really sick and twisted for me. It just really threw me way off. No, I'm not kidding, man. If I'm watching those games, or I was at that time, it just...
What about you? Like...
For me, it was
quite blatantly Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem. That game just messes with you. At one point, it has a moment where it blue screens. The game deliberately blue screens, and it makes you think the game's crashed, and then it just sort of fades back in. So it just completely, it messes with you in all sorts of ways, inside and outside of the game. It's like
so
a sanity meter.
The same way you tried to mess with SOS 09?
Eh?
You did a blue screen.
Something. Oh, that wasn't me though, was it? That was... it's partly me, I guess.
I tend to stick away.
Yeah. It's not really my favourite thing.
Mass slaughter of zombies, you're there. Anything else, fuck.
Gun.
Give me a gun. I don't know, but yeah, and this Resident Evil game, and I just went absolutely hysterical in such a twisted way. It's like if there's a horror film, I'd be the person who's lost. You couldn't save me if you wanted to. So I'd just be sitting in the corner shaking and laughing and just going batshit insane. So yeah, that was kind of very freaky. I don't even know why it happened. It was completely out of my control.
Voice says, my sister's pumpkin caught fire. Oh, wow.
That's gotta be awesome.
Now, like a pumpkin torch.
Now, just carry it around and cut your head off, and there you go. Get a horse.
Yeah.
Get a horse or a hog.
watching
it. Actually, thinking about it, actually going
what's
back.
What's that other
Thief 2.
Yeah. Thief 2.
Because you have to stay in the shadows, obviously. You can't come out, and it's just like...
It just sends you on your nerve there.
Yeah, you have to be always hyped senses and think you don't know what's around next corner. It's all about stealth kills and, you know...
Very much heavy stealth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna play. We've got some. We've got some Eternal Darkness going on in the background. I think the next one is this. Is this a sort of monologue? I think. So we'll listen to this if it is that monologue.
Grandpa's funeral took place today. Although the ceremony went well, it did nothing to console me. I feel empty. Lost.
Wasn't the monologue I was thinking of.
The mansion offers me no
one where he goes like, corpses. Cold. Rotting cadavers. And things like that.
As though it rebels at my very presence.
No. Don't you flick... It would have to be the next one, wouldn't it? Oh, hang on.
A monster. Corpses. Lumbering. Rotting cadavers. They are amongst us.
My friends, back to back.
Everybody.
It was a zombie jamboree, took place in the New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in the New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island. Some of them were great Calypsonians. Since the season was carnival, oh, they got together in Bacchanal, and they were singing
back to back,
belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, 'cause I'm stone dead already.
Back to back,
belly to belly in the zombie jamboree. One female zombie, she wouldn't behave. See how she's dancing out of the grave. In one hand she's holding a quart of rum, the other hand was knocking a conga drum. You know the lead singer starts to make his rhyme, while the other zombie is rocking in time. One bystander, he had this to say: it was a trip to see the zombies break away. And they were singing
back to back,
belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, 'cause I'm stone dead already.
Back to back,
belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. And they were singing
back to back,
belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, 'cause I'm stone dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Hey, back to back, everyone was singing back to back, and belly to belly, then back to back, one, two, three, four. Hey, what a zombie jamboree, from Times Square to the Statue of Liberty, uptown, downtown, zombie jamboree. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah, there's a high wire. back, oh, oh, belly to belly, it's a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, come on, belly to belly. Well, I don't keep up them, I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. I need the chorus back to back, yeah. Belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already, yeah. Back to back, come on, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Sing the chorus back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Back to back, back to back.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman,
in a shoebox,
Dracula, and his son. Rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
We, thanks to Echo, we've managed to get Hellfire. We'll have that bit later, though. I mean, the other. I mean, someone just requested Rocky Horror. I'd imagine that Rocky Horror Show would freak you out somewhat.
I'm slightly brought up to believe that shit ain't right.
It's now the mash. It's the horn and
it's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster.
Yeah, we're getting requests for Time Warp. We'll see what we can do. Do you want the Damien version, or do you want the actual Rocky Horror version? Let us know. Anyway, you listen to, we had Silicon Knight Sanity's Requiem, then we had Rockapella and Zombie Jamboree, and followed up in the background listening to now, Bobby Boris, Piggott and the Crypt Kickers with Monster Mash, because it's all Halloween-y here today, ooh, spooky, etc.
And stuff.
Halloween.
Sonic Marks' Pumpkin Hill, you're too slow, we've already had it. It's like, play Pumpkin Hill again! Why? Hasn't it probably been played enough today?
Pumpkin Hill show,
if we
Pumpkin
had
Hill
more
show.
Money, would you do a Sonic,
if we had more money, I'd just...
Halloween Sonic
Jamboree.
What? It was a Pumpkin Hill Jamboree.
A Pumpkin Hill Jamboree. Some sort of, like, Sonic-themed Halloween
if, hey, if we had enough money, I'd just do Summer Sonic on my own.
No,
No, I didn't mean that.
Just for us.
I just meant the party here.
Summer of Sonic. I'll just hire all the guys to come over and see us.
I just meant a party here for all.
A party here?
And just have, oh, like, God. Beanie stuff, and you can dress up if you want, I guess. Well, you have to either make it obligatory or not, because otherwise, you know, it gets awkward.
No, no, no. That's very. No, it's you. What you do is you do is not dress up, and you tell everyone that except Dreadnoughts.
Yes.
And then Sven comes along, dressed as dressed as Frankenstein or something.
You have to tell Rory that, otherwise yeah. He's gonna get it.
Rory just go. Yeah, just tell Rory. He's like, oh no, I couldn't get a costume again. Like, oh mate. But yeah. No more than usual. Every episode of the Sonic Hour, isn't it?
What's the Sonic Hour?
Pumpkin Hill Warp, says Ruby the Pop. That would be awesome. Pumpkin Hill Warp again. Stop nomming my arm. Stop. I said stop. Stop it. Stop it. Etc. Actually, you have nipped me.
Stop it.
A massive bright bruise on my arm and go to Japan. Like, what's happened there, Eva-san? Wife?
they'll think that's hot, actually. Are you going to wear your ring when you go to Japan?
Yes.
Okay. Thought I'd ask.
Yes, of course
I don't ask you, like, wear it all
until
the time.
I go to the geisha bar.
There's no such thing, honey. There's a geisha
that's
house.
What you think.
There's a geisha house, but that's where all of them are, and guys aren't allowed, so. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm foreign, so I will get in.
If you
in.
Find Cricket there, let me know. I doubt you. Just
she will be one of the guys.
She would be, yeah. That'd be awkward. She already eyed you up, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
She'll find you at heartbeat.
Yeah.
No,
Echo's friends eyeing me up.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Anyway. There's more questions. We're actually good on questions this week.
We're
yeah,
so good on
crap.
Questions.
We're running out of time. Well, I don't think Quickfeet's on.
Nah.
Quickfeet's on afterwards, so we'll see.
Stupid stuff.
What's the we have that? What's the scariest movie you've ever seen and why? We've not even had any Nightmare Before Christmas.
I know. We did the remix of it, I think, last year. That
yeah,
year.
We had a few remixes, yeah.
But I'd say the scariest film, particularly for me, when I was younger, was Alien. I was introduced to Alien at a somewhat of a young age, which wasn't the wisest thing, as I couldn't watch it after the first one came out. So, and then I was just like, no, not having it, and then went away. I'm trying to think of anything else. I'm not good with haunted houses. Like, you know, the gimmicky ones with people who camouflage themselves up against the wall who are like these weird clowns and spinning rooms and all sorts of weird things. But particularly at chainsaw people who can't do chainsaw.
I just don't do horror films at all.
No,
I just don't like them.
You guys are wusses! You should at least watch 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later. I haven't even seen 28 Weeks Later.
We should at least watch this film that you yourself have not seen.
No, but I've seen part of it, but because it was in the theater, they have such ambience noise that it's so loud that it gave me a headache, so I couldn't watch it in the theater. So I've been meaning to watch it on video or something else. It's just
well,
so
just tell me, I'll put it in a loft film rental.
Nah, we'll just load it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got love film, we pay our bills, so.
We pay tax.
We will rent a legitimate copy.
We'll have to. You guys would actually think it's pretty badass because you're into the whole, what is it, Dead Rising and stuff like that. It's very esque to the Left 4 Dead, Dead Rising style. So you guys would actually dig it.
Are you going to do anything for Bonfire Night? This is still T.A. Black's question, by the way.
I know.
I will do nothing, but I'll just sit there enjoying the last 1 week.
I don't celebrate your heathen holidays. So.
Yeah, because Blakey's birthday
yes,
soon.
We'll be burning candles.
Well, 6th of November it is.
6th of November, and he's a bit pissed because I'm not going to be here for it.
Nah. Nobody will. Not even Earth could stop by for that one.
Well, you're not going to be here either.
<Being spirit. laughs>
There's no easy way of saying this, Jay.
Oh.
Everybody on the 6th of November has to put a Perhaps put a comment on Sonic Rex wishing Blake Draco a happy birthday.
Anyway, that's a fair question. What are me and you going to do for your birthday?
Get me French fancy.
We're going to get
a French fancy.
You want a candle in your French fancy?
No, I'll just eat it. It's fine.
That's it?
Get one
you
of those
don't
want
to go out to like London and you don't want to go hit the town. You don't
want
to...
I'm going to keep my money and, you know...
You can get him one. You get him the cake. You get him the birthday cakes, which are the giant French fancies or fondant fancies.
Oh, those
fancies.
Are awesome. Those are. Pretty.
Can you?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Get
actually,
one of those.
They have one of the smaller ones.
Get
him
one of those,
well.
Except you can't eat it until I come back.
Well, just
bastardo.
Bastardo.
That costs an absolute fortune, though.
No, they don't.
They do. No, trust me. They
don't. Yeah, the freaking
Greg's.
Greg's.
Oh, Greg's. I want to go to Greg's. That place looks so freaking good. And any time you pass by one, it smells delicious.
Of course it will, it's a
bakery. T-Bird says, that sounds rude, don't put a can in Jay's French fancy. Dirty, dirty boy. He's going to be a he's gonna be a doctor, you know.
Oh, T-Bird.
Thank goodness the maid is not here.
Why, she would put a candle in T-Bird's French fancy, what?
Probably already has.
No.
Also, when did we move Sophia to France?
She's moving there herself.
That's true.
Is she actually, is it going to be France?
Yeah, she's going to study there.
No, she didn't study in France, she'd study in the UK.
She should, but there's better veterinary
schools. Well, screw that.
She wants to study there, she's going to, but the most they'll have to pay is what, 49 quid or not even 49?
Euro train,
yeah, it's like 35 quid or something for a one way ticket on a Euro train? Or the what is it? The Eurostar, whatever it's called, for Paris?
Yeah.
I forget the price, it was like 30 something.
Onigo Nasso says, don't put a rocket in T-Bird's French fancy.
Put a rocket.
It could get worse.
Spike.
Yeah.
Oh, put a drill.
Yeah.
Drill.
Is it safe?
Medic!
Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, no, but no, the candle is going to cause the French fancy to...
Burst!
Oh! There are
people
all over the place.
There's a burst?
It's going to burst.
There's a burst wisp. I didn't know. Which one?
Yeah.
Burst. I know about electricity or zap or whatever.
Laser!
Laser beam!
Laser.
Real.
Gabby says, wow, hearing an American say quid is odd. Medic saved me from the drill.
Did I say quid?
I didn't hear you say quid.
Did I say quid?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sick of saying British sterling, so screw it.
But yeah, you said no.
That's what it says on PayPal, and it drives me batshit insane. It's just like.
B-Man says, don't put a wrench in VG's French fancy. Oh!
Don't put a massive wrench. Oh dear.
Oh dear. It's all going wrong.
He's got a massive wrench! Burst!
What the heck?
It is insane. There was questions somewhere.
They're all streaming
and
at the top,
Eon,
and there's all their poor TA still has.
They're still
unfulfilled because of you.
Oh no, it's good, isn't it? There's I'm not doing it for Bonfire. I'm gonna be in Japan, so shopping.
Hey, we celebrated the 4th of July.
Shopping
in Japan,
probably.
I was there. Yeah, you will be.
Shopping probably.
You'll be
doing
shopping
stuff.
And eating and doing stuff.
Going great stuff.
Watch
that's, I mean, the 5th is the day after I go to SOJ, so I'm gonna hang out with Azuka.
Have fun with that.
And June Sunue.
Assumably.
And other members of Sonic Team. And we're gonna sing karaoke.
Oh, that.
Actually, there is a chance I might end up singing karaoke with.
Let me put it this way.
Various
nobody
members of Sonic
does
Team.
Any YouTube videos of that. I will be sorely disappointed. If no one
Opinion
else,
or, you know,
it has to be of Kev singing. It has to be of Kev singing.
Well, we've had video, we've got karaoke, we've had sing-along videos of Dreadnux and T-Bird.
Yes, and you have to have it. You have to.
Yeah. I don't know what I'll get to sing. Guns N' Roses.
Once you read the list, because there's not that many English songs.
Welcome to Welcome to the Jungle must be there.
Very possibly.
Very possible. It's one of my favorite ones, so it's very particular. But there's a lot of, like, just the, like,
yeah, makes sense. I think my phrase of the day is makes sense. What song do you think best sums up Halloween, excluding the very obvious Thriller?
This is Halloween.
Because it's all in the title. I don't know what else you can say there. What else have we got here?
That's it.
On to the other question. Tall Zombie Guy 91 says, "Hey man, how have you been? Did you miss me? Lol. If you didn't, that's fair enough." Yeah, we missed you tremendously. No, we did miss you actually. I mean,
I didn't know you'd gone. In all honesty, I didn't know.
Turning Japanese sync map. Actually, I wouldn't think that they'd actually have that song.
No.
They would have some rock songs, so you might be.
You've lost your pen.
Oh, would you drop my pen? You can get it later. No. I would reach down there. All right, just focus on the show.
Don't reach down there. Something will enter the water.
Just don't look down. Don't look down there.
How many plates are there?
It's I not. Pl- damn it! Stop. I'll rip both of your spines out.
What?
Just finish the show, man. Do not look down there. Finish the show.
I think we need a music break to fire up.
Yeah, quick.
You don't want to look down there. I'm going serious. I'm not kidding, guys.
Oh God, there's a seventh head now.
No. No, seriously, guys. Just finish the show. Finish the show.
Oh, is she embarrassed? Yeah. Oh, she's so embarrassed. Oh, give her hugs.
Oh, God.
Now you're trying to rip her nick off then. She's so embarrassed.
Finish the show, man.
Echo has a
secret. It's not a good secret. It's not even a secret, really. It's just some crap I haven't cleaned up and I do. Stop looking down there!
What I was doing there was I wanted to put the wire back.
No, and hence
I was looking
down
there and like, no!
Stop it!
That's funny.
Hey, the wire
you
back.
Didn't really, we weren't supposed to know about this.
What?
Okay, so, Tall Zombie Guy 91 says, "I'll get you a card, mate."
Oh,
that's nice. Dry Pajama says, "Is going trick or treating."
No,
we're doing a radio show.
Last time
enough.
I tried to go trick or treating, I got in a front end collision.
That's true.
Yep, that was 2 years ago today.
You're not banned from doing that.
Well, I'm not driving anyway.
No, banned from trick or treating.
Well, I suppose I'm 22. I'm a bit old.
I'm not sure if I've ever been trick or treating. I can't remember.
That's the one thing I didn't know if you did or didn't.
I didn't. That's all.
I did all the time.
Oh, God. Onigo Bonato says, right, we're going to go for it. Onigo Bonato says, which scares you more? Witch tank or a pack of hunters?
Pack of hunters.
Pack of hunters because there's more of them.
I don't give a snog about the witch. I don't like tanks.
We go trick or treating after the radio show, this is Johnny. No.
Still no.
Still no.
No.
Have any pills, says Onigo Bonato. And you have, yes, plenty.
You've got
loads of I've got pills. Actually, these are Echo's pills.
But my pills.
Better give them to Echo then, quickly.
But actually, they are in the right canister.
Close enough.
Pills here.
Pills here.
There we go. Holston pills. Now that would be something. If Echo got pounced on by, although it doesn't say pounced, it's ponced.
Ponced.
If Echo got ponced on by a Hunter AUK. if Echo got pounced on by Hunter AUK, would you save her, watch the Hunter X Echo, or throw a Molotov at them? I suppose it's aimed at you.
To me.
Yeah. If I pounce on Echo, would I watch?
I think it's more, that's
must be aimed
at. Well, I do what I always do, is just leave you guys alone and just run off. Finish the mission.
Finish the mission.
You shut the safe room door. Then.
Yeah, that's what I always do. I just shut the theme door.
And then Karma Charger comes up from
behind. Yeah,
it's funny, every time we shut that door, there's this music that goes din a little down the note.
Where does that come from?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
You
10...
didn't answer the question, you jerk.
I did.
Not
I
you, that... him.
How can he what answer point? The question when he's in it?
Yeah, it's aimed at him.
Are you sure?
Read the question!
Are you
if Echo, which is you, got pounced on by a hunter AAUK.
Not you as a hunter.
Well, why isn't the comma there?
Because there's no comma. Assume it's actually asking you, actually.
By a, so I just put that as Hunter AUK.
That's what I initially thought, but yeah, I read it and then, yeah. Just, yeah.
Stupid punctuation.
Yeah, boo. I'm not going to answer that because you messed up your punctuation. And apparently Echo got ponced on. So. So for that reason alone, I'm not going to answer it.
Making me touch his arm. There, I'm touching it. How does it feel now?
I am just worried now for everyone in this room.
Why is there an image shot? Oh, look at
that. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's great. It's.
Ten.
It's a birdie.
It's Hawk dressed up. Jet, rather.
Jet the Hawk.
Yeah!
Dressed up as what?
She was one day away from full recovery.
Oh, sorry. Tempe Nice, how awesome is Rory's drawing of my character? So Rory's drawing of my character. That's awesome. That's 12.
Yeah. Recovery of being a
Hulk.
In a stupid
comic. Undertaker Shedix asks about the recent drama.
Drama llama?
But I don't recall any drama.
What's a drama?
I recall comedy.
Drama llama.
I recall funniness. But
that's it.
That's it. I don't recall anything major or important happening. Earthy says, we are waiting to know if you approve of the newest DTN with AUK the dad, and that's
DTN the dad? What?
Dreams to Nightmares with AUK the dad.
I need to get the fuck out of this.
GTFO. Have you not seen the most recent one with Ram and Blake?
I have seen that one, but I didn't think you were their father. That was.
Well, it's more in dad mode, like get a room.
You're already
seriously.
A dad. What are you kidding?
And that was awesome. Oh, just, oh yeah, are you going to be sad to miss the awesomeness that will be the EC crew in a single show? Well, I'm assuming you're going to record that.
Jerk.
Maybe we can put that up on RR Play or something.
Mm.
Since, you know, it's just, we tend not to. Mm. Has Becky not seen Rocky Horror Show yet? Well, that was what she said.
I've seen part of it. I couldn't sit through the whole thing.
And ever since he saw that when he was 5 years old, and that explains an awful, awful amount. And Earth's giving a lecture to me on pirate history, saying they're talking close to the 300s. Well, pirates is like a general term, really, isn't
it? Yeah,
it
is.
It's rather difficult. Dark Overlord says, why must you read my name wrong? Because I expect it, you read that and you expect it to be Overlord.
It's true.
You expect it to have an L in it and it's not there.
Why would you
write... your brain puts it in there. That's
I have a question for him. Why would you write smiley face emoticon and not just do a smiley face emoticon? That's
my... Smiley face?
It's a smiley face, kiddies. Smiley face.
It could be any. It could be deal with it, smiley face.
Seeks of the universe.
Yes, it's like smiley face.
Smiley face. We're doing lots of callbacks tonight, aren't we? to previous shows. It's like maybe we should have like the Sonic the Hedgehog Archie comic, like yellow boxes, and pop up
with
when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Do you remember show 721? Of course not, because we're only in series 5, you idiots. Next, no, 2 years time.
Okay.
Ah! What are you doing? Actually, Echo, what are you doing? Making weird noise. Okay, it's time for another music break. We're going to have Werehog Battle... No, not like a Werehog Battle theme. We're going to have two bits from Little Shop of Horrors, which is partly what this thing is named after. This entire show is named after. So we're gonna have two bits of those. It's Fast Feet appeared.
Well, quick.
Oh, Fast Feet has appeared. Whoops.
All right, we gotta finish up then. Finish it up.
Oh, I don't want to finish up. We'll keep going.
Okay.
Finish it up.
No.
Wrapping up music. Da 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 da. Hey da da da.
Well, technically, I could keep going on Sega Sonic Radio.
You could go on one.
I don't know what you're doing.
But then you'd be forcing people to choose between you and Quickfoot.
Good old Quickfoot. Causing trouble. I don't know if you let's keep going.
No.
Where's the? Is he said anything
yet? He wants
yet?
To do a Halloween thingy. Let him do a Halloween thingy. Meow. Into his bloody time, yeah. No.
I think we should just like cut it off here and just add it on as an extra bit.
Nope. Finish it. We're done with.
Finish him. Oh, well, we've got to pick three songs then.
No, pretty much one song and then the end. Ta-da. Do whatever you want. I don't care, but every song, you've got like 3 minutes.
Right, no, we're going to have...
Will you look for...
They'll Show of Horrors, we're going to have gonna get rid of that, and then we're going to have... We're actually going to go through a Halloween show and not play a single Nightmare Before Christmas track, which is kind of amazing, but we're going to have... We're going to end... Oh, God, there was questions still, wasn't there?
Yeah.
But they're in here!
One more. Okay.
Wrench warp, please. No. Fast Week's not alive. There's... AUK, when's there going to be another show of the Hedgehog? There isn't one. There's not going to be one. Hmm. They're just not. I'm sorry.
Right.
And that's it.
That
way it can be any smiley face of your choosing, Echo, says Dark Overlord. So... That's it. That's the end of the Halloween show. Coming up next, a special track from Little Shop of Horrors on the most scariest thing in the world. After which, we're going to have Hunchback and Milk Drum with Hellfire, because I talked about that song. In fact, we talked about that song for quite a while, among other things. And then we're going to end up with Casper the Friendly Ghost. He's the friendliest ghost you know. Unless you know any other ghosts, of course, that are more friendly. But I've been Archangel UK.
I've been Blink Draco.
And I've been a distant Echo Hawk.
And we will see you next week.
Maybe.
Santa Maria. You know I am a righteous man. Of my virtue I am justly proud. Beata Maria. You know I'm so much purer than the common, vulgar, weak, licentious crowd. Then tell me, Maria, why I see her dancing there, why her smoldering eyes still scorch my soul. I feel her, I see her, the sun caught in her raven hair is blazing in me out of all control. Like fire, hellfire, this fire in my skin, this burning desire is turning me to sin. It's not my fault, I'm not to blame. It is the gypsy girl, the witch who set this flame. It's not my fault, if in God's plan he made the devil so much stronger than a man. Protect me, Maria, don't let the siren cast her spell. Don't let her fire sear my flesh and bone. Destroy Esmeralda, and let her taste the fires of hell, or else let her be mine and mine alone.
Minister Fulham, the gypsy has escaped.
What?
She's nowhere in the cathedral. She's gone.
But how? Never mind. Get out, you idiot. I'll find her if I have to